Vinday namaste charanara.
This is
Anga Chamalim Chatavi Ravito Mandi Kritem Devaram Jagan Jagarutam Vivatam Patam Barasya Siya Vandaran Nanivasinam Hadi Rasad Dama Abhiramu Daram Radha Kandani Vekito Jalpujam Dhyayim.
What is the meaning of that prayer?
You want to make me beggar.
We want to take your everything. We want everything that you have.
I will give it.
Okay.
And that is because you are giving me so much. You are serving me.
When the acharyas pray to be engaged in the service of Radharani, like Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, Raghunath Das, or Rupa Goswami, their prayer is for the pleasure of Radharani. They want to serve her for her pleasure. But when we repeat their prayers, we actually, in our hearts, have a desire for liberation. We want to serve her so that we can be free from the miseries of the material world of serving our senses. So how can we change to their mood?
It will be changed in association of good health. Now you are realizing this. Yes, there is a very good thing than liberation. To serve her, Radhika, and to please Radhika is more than having the desire of liberation. You know? Now you are knowing this. And after this, gradually it will do for that. It will surely come. Asakti in bhajan. And after that, asakti in bhajaniya. Understand?
To Krishna.
Perfect. It may be Krishna, it may be Gopi.
Right.
It may be Srimati Radhika. That is bhajan. Krishna and his associates go. First, we have liberation. For liberation. After that, for Krishna and associates. And after that, for being a Pallavati of that. More than 1 hour we have. Yes.
I am the Indra, you want to do photo, please give me suggestion what is best one of this. When I was at Bombay, we called for a
Chitralukta.
Yes. We called for a what?
Photographer.
He came and he took so many poses. And he told me that you should select, I will enlarge it, love and paint it, one of them. What you will select?
Select. It's for making, for one big picture.
Yes.
For the mud?
For mud. He will be paid 4 pictures. Anyone can pay it. So what is best in them?
Wait a minute.
The others are in full.
This one is also different. Isn't that?
Radhika.
You will come in January, so I will bring him to your darshan.
What should I say?
You're ready to give.
I can give myself. Only there. Like Nitya Mahaprabhu gave me the briefing to
King Satyapurudra.
No?
King Satyapurudra.
So I can give only, nothing.
Everything.
Or one thing, one drop of. Because they are serving my guru.
You can what?
Navin Kapura.
I'm running.
I will not tell him to do that. How beautiful she is. And she is Jadirani.
Yeah?
No, Jadirani. He lives in Vrindavan. How he will be? By Miss Apsatana Swami, he has given name. Her name is Jadirani.
Now it's just me alone there. Yes, 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 now
But you should not tell anyone that I'm here. There.
Right.
Okay? No? There are so many letters. Bhaktivedanta Swami and Bhaktivedanta Narayan. Only some different ones. We are both Bhaktivedanta.
I have three more questions about this sketch. The first is that I put Krishna in over here.
Krishna?
Yeah.
He looks like very
muscular.
Muscular and Palwan.
Okay.
Palwan means?
Oh, it's very powerful.
He should look like very beautiful.
Oh, delicate.
Okay.
Looks like so. What is he doing?
He's like thinking of gopis, and his hand is on his heart, and one leg is back, and he's on the other knee.
What he?
And his hand is.
Why is this?
Because he's like when you hide behind a tree, you like hold on to the tree as you're leaning forward to look. But what do you think of this position, or what position would you prefer?
Very smiling, very polite, not restless. He's in a position.
Restless?
To fight.
Oh. Why is it a fighting? One knee is up and one knee is back. Can you do it? What do you think he should do? For the other painting you posed.
In frame, where there is love, it goes like this. And where there is frame, no frame. Where there is protein, trace, it becomes down. Where there is no fruit, what should be?
How should his legs be? Because you said he should be lower than the gopi.
What he's doing?
He's holding on to the tree, and at the same time, as he's being supported by the tree, he's kind of leaning over so that he can see around the tree, so he could see the gopis, and that they wouldn't see him looking at them. But how should he be? I understand he should be.
Maybe that one gopi is filling water in Jamuna, and Krishna is smiling, going to help her. Oh, may I help you?
So they should sit, then they'll see him. He won't be peeping, he'll be right there. Is that?
But gopi is telling that, no, I don't
want your help.
I don't want your help. But yet he is smiling and telling, may I help you? Please, me.
Okay.
Very politely, some smiling, some shame.
And what are the gopis generally thinking? What are the gopis thinking at this time?
Everywhere. And if they are seeing Krishna, they pretend that we will want one to meet him. When they are going to meet Krishna, but when they will see that Krishna is there, they at once they return. And Krishna will go there running and go there.
Mm-hmm. Also, for the Rupa and Rati Manjari painting, I would like to show some variety in their variety, some difference. Can you close the door? Some difference in their mood. So what are the differences in the moods? Because last time you said that they are Kaya Vyuha of Radhika, and they each of her expansions displays a different quality of her.
But yet some are common.
Some are common. What are the differences?
Quite different.
Right. What are the differences and what are the similarities in brief?
Similarities, they all love Krishna. But some are prakara, some are mridu. Understanding? But
prakara is more arrogant and mridu is more mild. But
some are mixed, both medium.
What about Rupa and Rati? What are they?
They are like Srimati.
Madhyam. Do they have any difference between themselves? What is the difference? And the personality.
The difference will come automatic when you will do.
Oh.
If you try to do same, but yes, that should be different.
So it will only come by doing, not by hearing. Okay.
You should see that it could be some difference in face, in cutting, in laughing, in singing. At that time, Rupamanjari, I see, star, very beautiful, looking and doing everything. Every pose was very good. Also of that, Rupamanjari, but only I don't have this regard Western state.
Right.
But Krishna played in Indian state, in Braja state, so I want.
Right.
Actually, Western,
it's more Indian or transcendental now. But the particularities of their, the difference in their mood, you can't say now, it will only come out later?
Like, some are taking the hands of Krishna in their hands, and some are taking Krishna hands.
Yes.
Something giving their hands to Krishna. Some are watching some distant place like arrogance.
But those are the sakis, like Radharani and Chandravali.
Also, Manjari Yaji, shadow of all sakis.
Okay.
And they are also sakis.
Mm-hmm. I was asked to write an article for our Vrindavan newsletter because I have a little name and fame in ISKCON.
Little.
So they asked me to write why I came and what are my thinkings about Vrindavan. So 75% of the article is just what I heard from you. But I have a 75% of this article is I'm just repeating your words.
Oh, my words? Why?
Because they're good words. In Bombay, for example, you were speaking about the meaning of samadhi.
Samadhi.
How Prabhupada's...
Samadhi.
So how Prabhupada's Aradhya Dev is Srimati Radhika. So my one question is that Aradhya Devi or Aradhya Deva? Is it Aradhya Devi? Because Radharani is female, so would I say that Radharani is Prabhupada's Aradhya Devi?
This is right.
Not Deva?
No.
Okay. Is it okay, because all the general ISKCON devotees will be reading this, is it okay to tell them that Prabhupada's Aradhya Devi is Radharani?
Okay. Perfect.
It's good?
Spreading
your chest,
you can be loud. Spreading
your chest,
you can be loud. Loudly. Loudly and coming with boldness.
Boldly, loudly. Oh, okay.
Because the boat is in Vrindavan. What he is doing? He is serving Srimati Radhika. So, it is Aradhya Devi in Srimati Radhika.
Now,
his abode is in the kunja of Srimati Radhika. At the door of Radharani Kunja, he will like it to be like a guard on the Pananda Sukhata Kunja of Radhika.
But I shouldn't mention that in the article, just general.
Tell that to the Aradhya Devi.
Yes, okay. Then also, one of the...
That this is a very good idea that Swamiji has told that his abode is in Vrindavan. But it is the abode of Srimati Radhika. Vrindavaneshwari is the abode of Vrindavaneshwari is called Vrindavan. So his abode is in abode of Srimati Radhika.
Okay.
So he is made servant. You should not write, but you are a very artist, good writer, so you can explain in artistic way, not directly but indirectly.
Mm-hmm. Why is our temple called Krishna Balaram temple then?
For other persons, ordinary persons, they are told. Actually not.
Huh. Okay.
Because Krishna used to play with Baladev, raising cows, but what was the main
objective?
Grazing, cows grazing.
To see Radharani. What does it mean? Because they said, what is my realization of Vrindavan? So I said that I realized from Vrindavan that I'm not senior like I thought I was, but very junior. And this makes me more dependent on Prabhupada. But then I realized I don't even know what the word dependent means. What does it mean to be dependent on the Guru?
That I want to have the same idea that our Gurudev has given me for as what he was. In everything. His character, his thinking mood of Vrindavan, he went everywhere, but he came return to Vrindavan. And he went to his samadhi, or he went to Paramatma, Srimati Radhika. So Vrindavan. Vrindavan is the abode of gopis. And it is of Vrindavan, Vrindadevi. Vrindavan, Vrindadevi has given it to Srimati Radhika. So this is a playground of Radhika. And Krishna meets here in the playground of Radhika in Vrindavan. Actually, what is Vrindavan? All Goswami has described, and also Sukadeva Goswami, that is Vyasadeva, has written in Srimad Bhagavatam. Vrindavanam is no security. What is Vrindavan? Vrindavan is playground of gopis, and that is why it is so famous. Seeing Krishna, peacocks are dancing, and all birds are sitting on the various branches. They have shut up their eyes, they are hearing the flute, very sweet voice of Bansi of Krishna, then. And sing the dance of the peacock on the sound of Bansi, very melodious sound of Bansi. All the goddesses in the left of their headlands.
On the plane, airplane.
They are singing Krishna and all the gopis. And they become mad, and they become best bad in the
left of their husband.
That's right. River Jamuna and Ganges, mane Mansi Ganga, hearing this sweet voice of Bansi and seeing the very beautiful shape of Krishna, they gave up their hearts in the face of. They were running to Sagar,
ocean.
But when they heard this sweet voice, tune, they at once stopped and returned back.
In that verse, in the 21st chapter, about the rivers, it says that when they hear the flute, they hold on to Krishna's feet and offer.
No,
hold on with their waves.
Hear me. They first went on up Bruha river, water, and they went up to Krishna, this.
Up to chair. And embraced Krishna.
And embraced. But Krishna showed himself neutral. Then they became very shameful, and they fell flat on the feet of lotus Krishna, giving
Lotus flowers.
Two, please.
In the picture, when Krishna is offering to help the gopis with their water, should I show the Jamuna trying to reach Krishna's feet with her waves? Or even
Vrindavan.
Mm-hmm.
We see that when in Rashtrasthali gopis became tired, Krishna told them, "Oh, what has? May I message you? This is Vrindavan. This is Sevakund. Anywhere in any place, in Vaikunth or Dwarka, in Ayodhya, anywhere, this is cannot be. Only in Vrindavan. This is Vrindavan." In Vrindavan, Uddhava came and told that, "Oh, is that very Vrindavan? I want to taste the dust of lotus feet of gopis, being a grass even. So this is Vande Nanda Prajai Srinam Padranum Aphishna. Here in Vrindavan, he wants to be a dust of gopis feet. This is Vrindavan. This is Vrindavan that Krishna went to Dwarka and Mathura, but gopis never left
Vrindavan.
And Krishna can never go out of Vrindavan. And anyhow, he will be here. This is Vrindavan."
One of my god brothers was giving a class, and somebody asked him that in Krishna Loka, does Krishna also leave for Mathura? So he answered, he leaves for Mathura, but his bhava expansion stays in Vrindavan. Is that true? I never heard of a bhava expansion.
How?
His bhava expansion stays in Vrindavan, but he goes to Mathura, even in Krishna Loka. But I never heard of that before. Actually, he never goes to Mathura in Krishna Loka.
His expansion can go.
Right. Is Vrindavan male or female? Is Vrindavan... Is Vrindavan male or female? Because Prabodhananda Saraswati addresses Vrindavan Srila Vrindavan in the Vrindavan Mahimamrita. So is Vrindavan male or female?
I think it is female.
Is Vrinda herself Vrindavan, non-different?
Vrinda is female. And Vrinda has done this because there is abundant dump of Vrinda Devi. Vrinda Devi is also female. And Jamuna always flows here, so Jamuna is also female. So I think that it may be
female.
The Chitravasini was reading in the Bhajana Rahasya. They're quoting Bhakti Vinod Thakur, it's Bhajan Rahasya. Our god brother translated it. That he quotes many verses from the 21st chapter and says that this is poor virag.
Yes.
But it seems from the verses that they have already associated with Krishna.
How is so? In what point?
Well, it says that the what auspicious activities has the flute undergone so that it independently takes all the nectar, leaving just one taste for us gopis who the nectar is actually meant for. So this
they
seems like
for future. That we are gopis.
No,
and we are titled to be the Priyatama of Krishna in new future. We love him, we are gopi. But this Beni is not gopi. So why he should sit here and take all these things? This is our, we are the owner of, in future we will be the owner of these things. So that's it. Not that for always they take it.
Yeah,
it's taking the future. Okay. Well, one thing more. It is called Purvarag, but yes, gopis are always in Purvarag. They always understand that we have never met. We now will first meet. This is the first meeting. This is. So they are always in Purvarag.
I think,
but it is before Ras.
Right.
In Ras they have met, and Krishna has promised to meet them in future. What? Kartikuna.
For Ras.
So before, in Bhagavad it is not shown that there. But they can meet like those, like this. No? Anybody coming from covered house? Now they are going to be Kishori. Up till they are where in Pauganda at the time of Vastrahara. But now they are growing as a Vyasandhi.
In between Pauganda and Kishori.
Now they can realize what is praying. They cannot tell what is prem, but yet they do love Krishna. They cannot define, but they want to see Krishna. They cannot kalpana karna, to taste Krishna, but they want to see Krishna. This is called Kalpopara. Any question more? What?
Maharaj,
what?
We were reading with
Ujjwalanilamani
with several devotees. No, we were reading together with Gorpriya, and she was telling us several things, but...
Where is Gorpriya?
She's in Los Angeles, but she'll be here soon.
From me to
Gorpriya.
And Chandrika and another devotee, we were reading, but the translation we're having is not very good. And in English, not very good translation. And there's the chapter where it talks about the Gopa friends of Krishna who helped him assist in his lila. And it says the Kinkaras, the Pitamardas, and... Kinkaras? The Pitamarda and the Veera friend.
Pitamarda.
Pitamarda and Veera friend.
Pitamarda.
And Veera friend.
Veera.
Veera. Veera friend. Then later on it talks about also gopi friends who are assisting, and there's also one...
Veera Vrinda.
Yeah, Veera and Vrinda. This is not the same. The Veera friends are males, and Veera...
Both females. Veera Vrinda.
Yeah. But the Veera friends are gopas. The ones in the category of Kinka, Pita Marda, and Veera friends.
These are two. It will take time. So I will have to discuss about their character of each, then you can know. You should read it again and then come ready. Then any day I will.
Hey, Carly.
I am always waiting for your letter,
Yes, sir. But no.
When I went anywhere,
I think of you, I remember you.
I think you are Satan Bhajan and Devotan Sagar Seja. Well, you should correct my English. I hope that you are always remembering Vrindavan and the past times of Vrindavan, Devraj Govardhan, Sevakunya Jamuna, and the all the places of Radha and Krishna. I think it is very hard to live in Western country, living in Vrindavan. Vrindavan ko chhod kar ke tumhare liye samjho. I think that you are feeling so much difficulty there. But हम लोगों को ऐसा करना ही पड़ता है. But we are bound to. But we are bound to.
Do
all this. To live Vrindavan, or to be Vrindavan or anything. But this mood of separation from Vrindavan or Vrijavasi is helpful in our sadhana bhajan, especially this Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur in sadhana bhajan, in Saptam Jnana, has written the slokas of Srimad Bhagavatam of 21st chapter, Nadjas Tadavta Dharja Deepa Purna Pulinda Urugayo and other slokas, and also he has shown that this separation mood is so much helpful for sadhak, raganuga sadhak. This separation mood is of two kinds. Purvaras and pravas. So, in 39th chapter of 10th canto, he has taken a slope. When Krishna is departing from Vrindavan to Mathura, and with him too much, so I think this separation mood will add your Radhanuga Bhakti. I am badly waiting for your return to Vrindavan. Rest, okay? thanking but always your Mr.
Eternally yours.
Please write down one sentence for my sir.
Cutting. 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 Cut